Last month in Donegal was The Race, which basically saw people, a race that included marathons and kayaking and cycling and mountain running, and took, I think, in the region of 15 hours for the winner. The person who came second in the race was Sean Stewart. So Sean and his friend Lonan O'Farrell obviously are now relaxing, and they're just taking it easy and they're chilling. And the way Sean and Lonan are chilling is they're going to climb the 26 highest mountains in Ireland, and they're doing it next week. Sean, you have my respect. Are you mad?
Some would say I am, yeah, but I think it's what keeps me going, really. I enjoy it, so yeah, looking forward to taking on this challenge next week.
Well, what you're effectively doing, Sean, is you're, there are 32 counties in Ireland. You are climbing the highest mountain in every county in the country. Now, some peaks, because they're on borders, are going to be shared by two counties. So whereas you are covering the 32 counties, you are in fact climbing 26 peaks non-stop.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so 26 peaks, as you said, in the 32 counties. Taking in probably some of the famous and highest points, like Carrn Tuathail's on it, Aran Éireagail's on it, Ben Bonn and Galway, Muil Ray and Mayo, and down to Lignacolla and so on. Some of the Midlands peaks are quite small. You know, they're only a couple hundred metres high. But yeah, we've a long challenge ahead of us, of probably about 100 miles roughly of climbing and hiking. And quite a long drive in between each as well.
Now, 87 hours and 50 minutes is the time you have to beat. You're hoping to shave quite a bit off that time.
Well, hopefully. That's our aim. I suppose anything can go wrong. We're hoping for good weather. That record was set a few years back, actually by some local lads. So we're hoping maybe anything under that will be a bonus. But I think if things go well, we're planning non-stop without too much sleep, so hopefully somewhere around the 70-hour mark if things go to plan.
The logistics behind this are massive. You do have a team of four drivers. Obviously, you've got to get from peak to peak. You'll be hoping to catch some sleep in the van as you drive from area to area. But how was the route determined? Because obviously, you've got to try and plan the drive and plan the order and the sequence in such a way as to maximise your time climbing and to minimise the amount of driving you've got to do, which is going to eat up the valuable time.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, The route is pretty well defined. There is a guidebook there that was written a few years back, and we've been in touch with people that have done this before, so it is well defined. Now, most people start with Éireagail and finish in Mayo, but with it being our home county, we want to finish at home. The logistical side of it, we have a very good crew, with especially the backing of Team Donegal Oil and Arthur McMahon. They've really taken this on, and Rory Kennedy, who's well used to pace notes and planning. So they've really taken that off our hands. We've just been looking at maps and of mountains, so we're really studying that side of things. The driving, I suppose, we've been sponsored a van by Manor Motors, which is a big help. But we're also looking at the idea we're planning on maybe getting a boat at one stage to link up the Mayo and the Galway peaks. It's quicker to cross the Killary Fjord, so we might save about half an hour by doing that. So yeah, quite a lot of logistics, and you know, hopefully everything runs smoothly for us.
Obviously, as you say, 100 miles of climbing up and running down mountains, which poses its own challenges and is completely different from cycling, kayaking and running. Now, I have to ask the question, in terms of having participated in the race, and damn near won it. I mean, you were beaten by Marty in the end, but I mean, you were a very close second, and you were leading for quite a substantial part of the day, and yourself and Marty swapped the lead on and off at various points. I mean, having done that well and that successfully in the race, how do you then turn around and in a matter of weeks get your body to the point where not only are you ready for this, but you've done the kind of training necessary to concentrate on climbing and running on mountains?
Yeah, well, I think the type of person I am, I always need the next challenge, and this really came to plan before Christmas, and I knew I had 6 weeks roughly to recover after the race, and kind of after a real ultra event like that, I normally need 2 weeks totally off with rest, and I did nothing for 2 weeks, and then gradually eased myself back in over the last kind of 2 to 3 weeks. Probably mentally is the biggest problem. You know, physically, when you're in good shape, you recover quicker, but mentally you just need that downtime, and you know, to build up and to focus and to readjust to things again. But no, the race was, it took a lot out of me, I have to say. Yeah, it was a hell of a battle with Marty, you know, and he just was stronger in the end up, yeah.
But having said that, you know that you were up to that challenge. You know that you were able to finish the race. You know that you do have that mental capacity where at a time a mere mortal like me would have given up probably halfway through. I wouldn't even have made the kayak. Let's be honest here. I would have been long gone by about 10 o'clock that morning. I mean, that someone like yourself to be able to keep going and know that you have that mental capacity, that is going to stand you in good stead. That you know in your heart and in your soul that you have that endurance, that when all seems to be lost, you know you will get one more step, and that you can go through that barrier.
Yeah, well, I know the race definitely tested that. Definitely went as deep as I ever had to go. Yeah, mentally, I consider myself quite strong. Physically, I know I can do it. And I suppose as long as the mind is strong, you'll complete it, no problem. And, you know, that goes to say, anybody who completed that race last month, you know, they're all mentally strong. You know, just to be able to start that race, you've got to be strong mentally. So now this year is going to be a major challenge. It's going to be something totally different. I think it's going to be tough on the body because you're coming off a mountain, you're jumping in a van, you're switching off for an hour, and then you've got to go again. And, you know, the body's going to be upside down. It's not going to know what's happening, especially coming into maybe the second night, trying to eat and refuel and rest. It's going to be interesting.
The fact that you're climbing at night, I'm sure quite a few of those peaks are going to be done at night, and that's going to present its own challenges in terms of being able to see where you're going. You must have quite a lot of, obviously good torches, good lights and so on. I mean, that I'm presuming you're doing some night training as well, just to be ready for that element of it.
Yeah, the way we've set out the itinerary, the climbs that we're hitting at night are probably more of the easier ones, or the ones that are well trodden, so there's almost a path leading up. So we've kind of worked out our itinerary to suit that, so we're starting at a certain time on Thursday to allow for Thursday night's mountains to be relatively easy, and again Friday night. But it's we haven't seen maybe 18 or 19 of these mountains before, so we're just really relying on our navigation skills. GPS units we're going to be using, but really it's down to a map as well. So hopefully there's no low-lying cloud and the weather's is good to us.
Do you have any backup locally in terms of helping guide you to parking spots, showing you the optimal point from which to leave?
Well, we're pretty much using the GPS coordinates from the guidebooks to bring us to the mountains. On the mountains, then we've got some friends lined up. I suppose myself and Lonan will be well enough known throughout the country in the adventure racing scene. So there's been good interest from people willing to come and meet us at mountains and guide us as such, or pace us up the mountains. So that's going to be a great help, really, you know.
Sean, all we can say is all the very best to yourself and Lonan. You begin the challenge on the 20th, which is next Thursday.
Yeah, so we're beginning on Thursday, and hope to be finished, all going well, on Saturday evening in Errigal. And just to kind of add, we are doing this for a couple of causes. The main one is Crumlin Hospital. I actually have a little niece, Cara, who will have to have a number of surgeries in the coming years on pelvis operations. So we are raising funds for it, and Lonan has his own charity, the Play Therapy School in Galway. So if people want to check that out, they can find us on Facebook on Team Donegal Oil High Peaks Challenge, and there's donation links there, so it'd be great if people could support that.
Excellent. Sean, from Creasla, all we can say is all the very best to yourself and Lonan, and every success on the journey.
Thank you.
Take care.